98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Madam Speaker, the President.
It looks like she went to shake his hand, and he did not take it.
The President.
He's the President and CEO of your Arizona Diamondbacks.
Hail to the Chief.
Derek Hall.
The President.
On Now with Doug and Wolf. Presented by Cox Business. You can expect more from Cox Business. Switch today at coxbusiness.com.
Calling in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line is Derek Hall. Good morning, Mr. President. How are you?
Good morning, guys. You know, I got to admit, I was doing much better before I heard Doug say spittle in our faces.
Yes.
That threw me off there. Yeah,
that's disgusting.
Those are not good words for any germaphobe.
You are one of my favorite germaphobes. absolutely. Absolutely. Derek, I start off with a question that I know you're going to be able to make positive because we've got other things to get to. But as it stands right now, June 4th, are you confident we're going to have a 2020 baseball season?
I'm very confident. Yeah, we're going to play baseball. It's a matter of how many games we play, but I'm looking forward to it. I just wish we could do it in a very cooperative way. And, of course, there's still time and hope for that, but we're going to play. We just have to make sure there's clearance publicly with the health agencies to get us out there safely.
D, what do you think the points of contention may be, if in fact it gets to that point, if it gets to a point where you've got Rob Manfred dictating a schedule? Right. Do you think that could have long-term impact on the players' union and the negotiations of the 2021 CBA?
Yeah, Wolf, good question. A lot of answers in there. First and foremost, I think it's important, and I think it's good that we do have that mechanism to ensure that we do play. I think that's most important. And over time, you know, all wounds are healed, as you know. However, we have to face it that there are some, you know, economic challenges for the teams, and we have to make sure that the players understand those and trust those. So we've got some hurdles, but I would also say, you know, health protocol is still an issue as well. Even if we were to clear all those financial hurdles, we're still going to have to make sure that A, we can play safely with permission, and that B, we're willing to do so under the same guidelines. So we've got a lot to do. In a very short amount of time. Yet again, I really like the fact that we could just flip the switch and get out there and play, because I think it's very important. Like Ken said the other day, we owe it to the game. I think we owe it to our fans. We owe it to our players. We owe it to all our front office. This is, you know, it's very important for society to see us back out on the field in summer. We are the boys of summer.
This is Derek Hall, President and CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks, one of the few and the only one that I know of, but I don't want to exclude other people, that continually come on the radio once a week to be able to talk about these issues because he feels like it's important to you, the fans, to hear directly from him. Derek, with where we are, it is specific in the agreement in March that as long as you've had dialogue with the players, the commissioner has every right to issue a schedule, whether the players like it or not. He has that right. So I don't want to say Commissioner Manfred's doing anything wrong if he gives them a 50-game schedule and says, this is what we're doing, let's move on now. But is it a failure if it gets to that?
I don't think it's a failure. You know, I think it's good for all of us if we're out there playing. And, you know, we'll figure out how players would have to decide whether they can or cannot play based on the severity of vulnerability when it comes to the virus. Mm-hmm. So I think players want to get out there and play as well. You know, it comes down to leadership having to get together and come to an agreement. But, you know, I think the ones that are perfectly innocent in this are, you know, our employees and our players. This is nobody's fault why we're in the position we are. This is unfortunate for every sport, every team, every fan that we're sitting here in limbo. But I think it's good, Doug, if we get out there and play, regardless of the conditions or however many games we have. We obviously all want to play more games, but the importance of also getting to the postseason and making sure that we do it under the same time frame as we usually do in the calendar, you know, that's important too, so that we can ensure that we get there and that hopefully we play those games. But I think that's a good thing. As long as we can get out and play, regardless of how we get there, let's just get there and put on a game for the fans. Even if they're not there in person, they can watch, they can listen, and then eventually, hopefully they can do so in person too.
Sorry about that, D, but the players, of course, their proposal of 114 games, right? It was rejected by Major League Baseball, of course, by the owners right there. It was rejected, and now where do you go from here, right? That's the question everybody is asking. Where do you go from here? Because it appears as though there's not going to be a counter, correct?
Well, you know, when you're so far apart and you're looking at the days on the calendar as being so crucial and critical to getting back to playing, and granted, we have a lot of our players on all these teams at the facilities and playing and working out, which is a good sign. However, we know that there's going to be an amount of time that is necessary to get ready, to get up and running. So with that, when you're so far apart, again, I go back to the importance of having that, you know, having that mechanism in place that we can say, here's the schedule and here's when we're going to start and go get them. But I would still love for there to be an agreement. I mean, I've always thought, you know, in my nearly 30 years from day one of my employment, I think the best, you know, and most tasty recipe for success includes the ingredient of partnership. And I think in any setting, it's very important that both sides eventually come together. This is all part of negotiation. Unfortunately, baseball has always been held to a higher standard. Baseball's always been under the microscope when it comes to labor negotiations. Labor peace is so critical and essential for all sports, but I think baseball in particular, there's always a great amount of focus, and I think it's because over time, it's you know, there have been major issues, and it's a very strong union, it's very strong ownership, but this is a time where you're right. I mean, it could lead into what we're going to do in the future, but right now we got to focus on 2020. We've got to get out there. That's most important, and it's not just this labor issue or the finances. It's also because of today's situation. Health standards as well, and that's just one, you know, added challenge for us.
Is it in your mind, and you're so right about the way the standard baseball is held to with regard to negotiations versus really any other sport, and part of it is because people like me exist in that that I'm an emotional guy when it comes to baseball. I think of my dad. I think of learning the game with dad. I mean, I think of all of these things that really don't have anything to do with the game, but the connection is so deep. So people like me get overly emotional and hold baseball to a standard that we don't hold other sports to. Is that unfair, or is that a beautiful responsibility of baseball? Are they letting dads and sons down right now?
I think that's a great point, and I think it's a good thing. And for you to say it has nothing to do with baseball, I disagree, Doug, and I know what you mean, because it actually has so much to do with baseball. That's why you love this sport. That's why I love this sport. I mean, you know, having my dad take me to my first game and teach me how to keep score, and that's the tradition that we hand down to our sons and daughters and keep it going. I think we should be held to a higher standard. And yes, that's when we say we owe it to the game, we owe it to the fans. That's exactly why people have a love affair with this sport and with its tradition and its history and its meaning in our social history and existence. And what we're doing today, when we talk about recovery, when we talk about normalcy, that's why baseball is so important. And that's why it should be held to a higher standard. I get it.
D, have you had a lot of contact with Torrey and Mike Hazen? I mean, I realize I would think from the outside that you must talk on a daily basis. Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's accurate. And, you know, when it comes to, obviously, to Mike and I, it's much more frequent. He and I are probably at the pace of about, you know, 10 to 20 times a day that we're talking about anything and everything. And additionally, you know, we're getting ready for the draft as well. So there's contact with others. There's contacts with scouts right now, being a part of their meetings, you know, on Microsoft Teams and watching the work and watching the board. And there's a lot of excitement, and it's very difficult to stay focused and consider business as usual internally when it comes to baseball on the baseball side of our operations, but we're able to do it. And it requires good communication and staying focused and ready to go at the drop of a hat.
Ken Rosenthal just tweeted an athletic story, and everybody's best friend, Scott Boras, is challenging Ken Kendrick right now and saying that about baseball not wanting to take the risk of putting our players in jeopardy beyond October. I admit selfishly, I was kind of excited about the proposals of November, December postseasons because I thought we had a chance at hosting it. So totally selfishly, I wanted that. But that it's unfair to ask you specifics because you haven't had a chance to read what was said by Scott Boras. It just came out seconds ago. But Ken was really strong in saying we don't want to go into November for postseasons. I ask you, why not? Why is that such a negative without referencing directly what Scott Boras said? Because that's unfair since you haven't had a chance to see it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, first and foremost, we want it to be as close to a regular season as possible. And with that, you want to stay within the time frame that you usually play. You want to be able to play in the home stadiums of those teams that are further along in the playoffs. And with that, you have to consider weather as a factor. Would we be willing to host at any time? Of course, we've always said that. And that's a fact. We also don't know enough about the virus. I mean, you know, if there's going to be clearance from health officials, I think it's with summer months in mind. There's all this talk about worries and concerns of it returning or spiking again late fall or in the winter. That's frightening. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we do have the safety of our players, our coaches, our staff, the umpires, everybody in mind. And that's all factored in this.
So on the optimism meter, 1 through 10, with 10 being the highest, of course, do you think we're going to get a deal done in the next 10 days?
I certainly hope so. I mean, we keep hearing, well, you know, a week to 10 days is so important. I've felt that way for the last 2 months, you know, so I consider to feel the urgency, maybe more so than most. But I have seen it over the years where it did not look like we were going to come to an agreement, and we always did. So I am going to remain positive and hopeful. But nonetheless, my optimism scale from 1 to 10 on us playing baseball is a 10. And I don't think I was necessarily there before, but for the commissioner to be, you know, so strong with all of us saying we are going to play baseball because we need to, and we are not going to, you know, keep this game from our fans as long as health experts say it's a go and it's a green light. When you hear that, I think all 30 clubs are very excited, and we're very optimistic about getting back out on the diamond.
With the vast majority of owners, not all of them, but with the vast majority of owners and team presidents not talking to the media, why have you and Ken Kendrick continued to talk to the media? And specifically, I guess, us, as Wolf doesn't want to admit we're media, but why do you talk directly to the fans on this?
Yeah, it's a good question. That's always been my approach. I've got a great relationship with you guys and with our fans. I've always wanted to be as open and transparent as possible. Anytime there are issues or concerns, as you guys know, I'll jump right on the phone with you so that we can explain. We've done that with certain, you know, situations in the past. But I think it's important to keep the communication going. And access is part of who we are as a team. We interact with our fans constantly, whether it's through social media, whether it's through my chats, you know, monthly chats, or walking around the stadium and interacting, email, text, phone calls. This is another way. And I don't think it's a time necessarily to shut down. And I think Ken felt the responsibility of saying yes and doing an interview so that he could indeed let everybody know how he feels, which is, I believe we owe it to the game for us to get back out there and find a solution. If not, let's at least get out and start playing and deal with these other issues later.
Boy, to think we were worried about Mason Saunders. I mean, it's just
I wish right now we were just focused on rodeo, guys.
Oh, that's fantastic, Wolf. That's fantastic.
All right, dude.
Thanks for your time,
Thank
Derek.
You, bro.
All right, you got it, fellas. Thank you.
There's the team president and CEO of the Diamondbacks joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Your family owns and operated dealership for Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti. Is your optimism meter up or down after listening to the president and CEO? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Diamondbacks president and CEO Derek Hall on the Doug and Wolf Show, presented by Cox Business. You can expect more from Cox Business. Switch today at coxbusiness.com. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.